Come to Mama. Skylar Mylan straightened her back into the seat, barely able to contain her excitement. And all for a cheese sandwich. The thick slices of sharp cheddar poked out of the fresh ciabatta bun, calling her name. Yum. Grabbing it ever so lovingly, she took a huge bite and moaned, loudly. The sound echoed through the first class cabin. She closed her eyes in bliss as she took another mouthful. She hadn't allowed herself carbs in so long. It felt like she was discovering bread all over again. God, it was amazing. Somewhere inside, her lioness growled her appreciation. She'd kept her animal underfed for far too long.
You really seem to be enjoying that,
the man beside her said, a grin on his handsome, albeit pale and skinny face. Oh, yeah. Skylar didn't even bother to swallow, speaking around another nibble of her lunch. So good. The man watched on, clearly amused by Skylar's current feeding. You should totally get one, she told him. I might just steal it from you. Skylar was pretty sure she could get a handle on her seatmate. Though he was good-looking, he was on the scrawny side. She could wrestle the sandwich out of his long, bony hands. Her lioness paced inside of her, a low hum emanating from the animal's throat. The damned animal had been all out of whack in the last few years.
I think I prefer to watch you eat it, he shot back. His face darkened, the redness spreading all the way to the tops of his ears.
He pushed his wiry silver glasses up his nose. The silver metal brought out the blue from the man's eyes. Skylar, not one to find nerdy guys to be appealing, had the desire to take the frames, toss them aside, and muss up the guy's perfectly coiffed black hair. With the thought, her lioness's growl became louder. Jeez, girl, Skylar told her animal. I'll eat more soon. No need for the drama. Besides, Skylar wanted to concentrate on her snack. With another moan, she finished the delicious luncheon.
I appreciate a woman with an appetite, especially when she's making those noises.
The man's face was a deep shade of burgundy. He clearly wasn't used to speaking like that to a woman. Skylar had to wonder why he was choosing to say them to her. Perhaps he recognized her and wanted a shot with a once somewhat known model. I'm Skylar Mylan, she said, wiping breadcrumbs from her blue skinny jeans. And you are? The man showed no signs of recognition. Huh. Maybe he just thought she was hot and wanted to flirt innocently for the duration of the 8-hour international flight.
I'm Dr. Greyheart, he answered, shifting in his seat. Pleased to meet you.
Why do I get the feeling you don't like adding that title in front of your name? It was written all over his face. This guy didn't like to posture. It was kind of endearing, really. Most guys Skylar met were always listing off their riches and exploits as if she would fall to her knees right then and there.
I hate showing off, Gray explained, but if I don't mention it right off the bat, people assume I'm hiding something. Honesty is the best policy, so I use my title all the time.
It's an accomplishment. You should be proud of yourself. I wish I had been good at the book learning stuff. School was always boring to me.
Yikes.
Skylar sure was oversharing with the cute doctor. She hoped she wasn't making herself sound like an idiot.
So, what do you do then?
As he asked the question, he turned his body toward her, his arm brushing hers. Skylar wanted to stamp down on her lioness's tail to make her quiet down. The animal had reacted instantly to his arm grazing hers. Well, at this very moment, I am unemployed, she grinned. It feels so good. I walked off the runway in Paris 2 days ago, and I am not going back.